Hi, I'm Murray Horwitz. Feeling for a change, not like the kid in the candy store, but like the owner of the candy store. On this edition of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, we're going to feature only compositions by Marion McPartland. And there are a whole lot of treats from which to choose. It's a side of Marion's musical personality we've all enjoyed, but we've never devoted a whole show to it. And we have a lot of Marion's friends to help us, including Rini Rosnes, Bill Charlap, Sarah Vaughan, Karen Allison, and Jerry Dodgen. Some of Marion's compositions are famous in jazz, and I think you'll hear some that you'll recognize. Musicians like what's important to Marion, the values that show up in so many of her compositions. Very sophisticated harmonies with big, full chords, surprising, arching melodies, and a great emotional range. You know, one of the things a jazz musician strives for is an individual voice. If a listener can tell right away who's playing, well, that's a prized attribute. The same is true of composers, and after only a few measures of music, you know this is Marion McPartland. Get ready for ballads, folks. This is Marion McPartland, not only at the piano, but with a pencil in her hand, and she loves writing lush tunes like the beautiful one we just heard her do, Silent Pool. As always on Piano Jazz, you're going to hear a lot of Marion's playing, but you'll hear some surprises too. Some famous artists in commercially released recordings of Marion's tunes, and I think you'll be pleasantly amazed by her versatility as a composer and how her work lends itself to various treatments. One of the hallmarks of Marion's composing and playing is her lyricism, so it's not surprising that some very talented people have been putting words to her music for decades, including one of the most talented, the great Johnny Mercer.
I just feel so fortunate in knowing Johnny Mercer and sort of feeling that he was a good friend, but in actually having him write a lyric for a song that I wrote. Then one day I plucked up courage when Johnny and his mother were at my place. And I did ask him if he would look the song over, if he thought he could write a lyric to it. It was called Twilight World.
Marion writes, I was telling his mother what a fan I was of his songwriting, and she said, oh, I'm so glad you like my child, which I thought was a kind of cute reply. And in any case, he took the song and wrote a beautiful lyric, and he told me he didn't want any royalties. He just wanted me to take the song, which I did very gratefully. Here, with Marion at the piano, the singer Karen Allison gives us a beautiful reading of the tune and its lyric, which you can hear in an instant was written by the same man who wrote Moon River and Skylark. After that, we'll hear the great husband and wife jazz piano team, Bill Charlap and Renee Rosnes, interpret the same tune, Twilight World.
Twilight World, over the China Sea, sing me a melody from ages ago. In a twilight world, watching the sampans pass, I fill a frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come take it while we may and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in. A changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come take it while we may and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in. Before the night sets in. before the night sets in, before the night sets in. Thank you.
Two versions of Twilight World by Marion McPartland and Johnny Mercer, the first by Karin Allison with Marion at the piano, the second, the duo pianos of Renee Rosnes and Bill Charlap. I just want to play you a little exchange about that song between Marion and the great singer Tony Bennett when he was a guest on this program. Marion had just finished playing Twilight World for him.
Well, that song will last forever. It's a beautiful song.
I hope so.
I know so.
If you say so, then that's sure to happen.
When a truly great singer has that kind of faith in your songs, well, you know you're a songwriter. But Tony Bennett's far from the only great singer to admire Marion's compositions. We're going to hear from a few more in this program, made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works, as do the compositions of Marion McPartland. I'm Murray Horwitz, celebrating those compositions on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. There's a surefire way to tell if someone's a good composer, and that is if people play their compositions. The recordings of Marion's compositions over the years have featured such musicians as Louis Belson, Lee Konitz, Ralph Towner, Gary Burton, Barry Harris, Gene Bertoncini, Alan Toussaint, and singers like Ethel Ennis, Marlene Verplank, Tony Bennett, Jane Monheit, and dozens more. And that's just the recordings. Who knows how many times her songs have been performed live? We're going to hear from a first-rate singer I didn't mention, who also happens to be a fine lyricist. I'll read you Marion's description of how this song came about. I remember when Peggy Lee and I were each performing at a different club in Florida, I asked Peggy if she would write a lyric for me, and I gave her a tune I had written, and she said, "Put it on a cassette, very plain, no frills." She took the tune and wrote this beautiful lyric, calling it "In the Days of Our Love."
I wish you could know the thousand ways I see your face in the embers, missing you so, and all the things we used to do in the days of our love. I turn a corner in my mind, and there you are, you're here. Till it warms me and I smile at the days of our love.
Miss Peggy Lee, from her 1979 album, Close Enough for Love, singing her own lyric to Marion McPartland's In the Days of Our Love. If a composition is really successful, it'll hold up in a variety of settings. That's particularly true in jazz, where it's not only encouraged for performers and arrangers to bring their own personalities to the music, it's demanded of them. For that to happen, a piece has to have great compositional integrity, honest expression, elegance, and coherence that attracts a variety of treatments. I want to play a tune for you now that's classic Marion McPartland. It started out as a beautiful piece for solo piano, but it has such compositional strength and so many imaginative voicings that it holds up even as a vehicle for a large jazz orchestra. We don't get a chance to hear many big bands on this show. In fact, this might be a piano jazz first. If you go to the landmark nightclub, the Village Vanguard, in New York on a Monday night, you'll hear the great, nearly 50-year-old Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. It began as the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, and one of the stars of the band for many years was Jerry Dodgen. Marion wrote, "I have known Jerry Dodgen for many years and admired his work as an arranger, sax player, and composer. I recorded his tune, No Trumps, and he had done many arrangements for Thad Jones and Mel Lewis and their band. One night, quite late, I received a call from Jerry telling me he had written an arrangement of my tune, Ambience, and recorded it with Thad and Mel. He just did it and wanted to tell me about it. It is a fantastic arrangement, and they play it all the time. It was also published, and other musicians play it. Every time I go to the Village Vanguard, they play Ambience and sometimes ask me to sit in, which is a joy to be playing my own tune with this fabulous band." Here, from their 1974 recording, Potpourri, is the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra and Jerry Dodgen's arrangement of Marion McPartland's Ambience. The Marion McPartland composition, Ambience, arranged by Jerry Dodgen and played by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra. The soloists include the pianist Sir Roland Hanna, the bassist George Mraz, Jerry Dodgen himself playing flute, and co-leaders Thad Jones and Mel Lewis, playing flugelhorn and drums, respectively, and swingingly. All these tunes, and so many of Marion's other songs, are available to you at pianojazz.npr.org. You'll find podcasts, set lists, information about the show and the artists, and much more. I'm Murray Horwitz, celebrating Marion's compositions on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. When you write songs, you hope that they'll find favor not only with audiences, but with artists, good artists. And when one of the greatest singers of all times records your song, you know you must be a terrific songwriter. You can hear a little bit of that pride in Marion's 1986 encounter with the immortal Sarah Vaughan.
I'm sure you don't remember this. You once recorded a song I wrote. And I'm very proud of that, although at the time that it happened, you were with Roulette Records. You know, the record didn't go very far because I have it at home.
You do?
Oh, yes.
I sure like to hear that.
I'll make you a tape.
Good
Lord. Very pretty. It's a tune called There'll Be Other Times.
Gee, I'd like to. Would you give me that?
I will. It's very pretty. Okay. Good.
Uh-huh.
Etc.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here trying to sell a song.
No, well, why not? Well, that's pretty. It comes back to me a little bit.
Why not indeed, Miss Vaughan? Because as it turns out, Marion didn't have to try hard to sell that song. Here's what she wrote about it very recently. I first played this tune in the Hickory House, and I was just saying to somebody, there'll be other times, meaning we would get together later, but then I thought, what a wonderful title to a tune. And I wrote the tune on the spot and played it in the club, and I said to the audience, I wish I had a lyric to this tune. And a girl came up from the audience who had quite a good lyric written. Her name was Margaret Jones, and I used the lyric on the song. I decided to ask Sarah Vaughan if she would look at the tune. I played it for her, and she liked it, and recorded it. That was the easiest time I ever had getting one of my tunes recorded. So now, let's hear it twice. First, as it may have sounded if we were sitting in the Hickory House on 52nd Street in the early 1960s, sipping a cool one and listening to the house pianist, Marion McPartland. Then, we'll hear that Roulette recording by the great Sarah Vaughan with Marty Manning's orchestra.
Thank you. although for now we two must part. Here in your care, I leave my heart.
From February 13, 1963, There'll Be Other Times, vocal by Sarah Vaughan, lyric by Margaret Jones, and music by Marion McPartland. This is her show, made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. It's a production of South Carolina ETV Radio, with special thanks this week to Lauren Schoenberg and Jerry Dodgen. I'm Murray Horwitz, presenting the compositions of Marion McPartland on Piano Jazz from NPR. Any survey of Marion's compositions has to include at least one of her famous portraits. Along with her good friend Duke Ellington, Marion is the most accomplished of jazz practitioners of the art of musical portraiture. William F. Buckley, Judy Collins, Wynton Marsalis, Clint Eastwood, they've all had their portraits painted at the keyboard by Marion. But she came to this art form relatively late in life. In fact, we can pinpoint the date of Marion's first musical portrait. NPR listeners were privileged to hear this significant musical development right as it happened in 1979. Marion was discussing improvisation with her guest, the great virtuoso Chick Corea. Let's listen to it again, the exact moment when Marion composed her very first musical portrait on the spot in response to a very friendly challenge.
It's funny. I mean, 10 people could sit down and play a piece, an improvisation from your description, and each one would be different, probably. And each one would be right.
That's right. That's. Hey, you want to play a fun game off of that?
Sure.
Why don't you sit there and look at me and improvise a portrait of me?
All right.
Nobody ever painted my portrait. I paint a lot of other people.
I'll have to tell you what the ingredients of it. A lot of strength, a lot of humor, a lot of fun, a lot of energy, a lot of creativity, kind, nice feelings, a lot of love. We're not going to have time for all this.
Oh, well, you can summarize it. You can summarize it. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's see, what key are you in? you have to figure that one out. More I could say about you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Forgive me, but I'm going to take a host's prerogative and play one of Marion's not famous portraits, the one she did of me. From her 1999 CD, Portraits, here's Marion McPartland's Portrait of Murray Horwitz. Marion McPartland, composing and playing her portrait of me, Murray Horwitz. Marion McPartland's performing career has spanned parts of 8 decades, from the 1940s to the 2010s. And for most of that time, she's been composing as well. She's so lyrical, you may have noticed that a good number of her pieces have inspired wordsmiths and singers right up to contemporary pop stars. Just a few years ago, the wonderful Elvis Costello was inspired to put words to a McPartland waltz entitled Threnody. Marion was eager to have it included in this show, and here it is, with the composer at the piano and the lyricist singing his own words live at Tanglewood in Massachusetts, the McPartland-Costello collaboration, Threnody.
Gone. hours that I once would wish away. Night was just a darker alternative to day. Looking for someone to love and then betray. Although I still knelt down to pray. Gone is the spirit that was reaching for the stars. Free are all the prisoners who holler at the bars. Just as the glasses were drained, the cheer died down. That's when you could still say that it lived in this town.
We're going to close with a characteristic Marion McPartland composition with the composer at the keyboard. You know, people always seem to want to know where an artist's inspiration comes from. Well, here's Marion in conversation with master composer Benny Golson explaining how the inspiration for this tune, Melancholy Mood, came from her beloved husband, trumpeter Jimmy McPartland.
He would be practicing the horn and he would do something like this when he was practicing. It's like a warm-up thing. And he would just keep doing that. I know he was just noodling around. And so I thought, gee, I think I could write a tune to that. So here's what came out.
Thank you.
Marion McPartland, Melancholy Mood, one of the wonderful compositions that just might, as Tony Bennett predicted, live forever. We know they'll continue to live here on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz for a long time, beginning next week, so tune in then. We'll leave you with the Marion tune you probably know the best. It was composed under duress, by the way, with Marion's producer asking for a tune that sounded like a rapid-fire conversation. And Marion improvised it while her guest, the great Bill Evans, was right there in the studio. Here it is, nearly 40 years later, Kaleidoscope. I'm Murray Horwitz. Thanks for listening.
Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. The voice tracks recording engineer is Saraya Mohammed. The series is post-produced by mastering engineer David Mitchell in the Elaine T. Freeman Suite. The production manager is Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Kobe Hennessy. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. Funding for digital conversion of segments from our archives was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And MetLife Foundation, committed to promoting healthy families and good nutrition, on the web at metlife.org. This is NPR.